Let's go to the Truett Insurance and Bonding Hotline and talk to Stephanie and Matt Mill.
We're about to get hungry. Are y'all with us? Yes, yes. Hello.
Today.
Oh, there we are.
There we are. Hey, I have a feeling that we're about to get really hungry during the next 10 to 12 minutes.
Holy cow. You guys are crushing up there. This is Stephanie and Matt Mill. They own Church Street Family Restaurants in Huntsville, which is a ton of the good restaurants. Purveyor, Sea Salt, Mazzara's, on and on. I can't wait to hear what you got planned for the future. But really, you know, kind of jump in and tell us just how you got started with it. I think it was the wine shop, and then it kind of grew from there. But y'all are doing great.
Yes. Yeah. So Church Street Wine Shop on Church Street, which is where our company got its name, started 2014, followed up with Purveyor in 2017, Poorhouse over at Stovehouse, 19, Sea Salt and Catacomb, our amazing speakeasy, in 20, reopened Mazzara's in 21, Piano Bar, Providence Wine Shop, Church Street Test Kitchen at the Orion in 23. It just goes on and on. But we just recently opened Little Mazzara's out in Athens, Alabama.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
And that's going great. Community's been amazing.
Yeah, man, it's booming over there, too.
I can't get over that whole corridor from Athens to Decatur to Madison to Huntsville. Mm-hmm. It's a literal explosion. It's so neat that y'all are part of that heading up into Athens.
Yeah, it is. You know, Athens is exploding, and the people out there have just been so welcoming. It's wonderful to have a second Italian restaurant in the general area, and we're just having some fun, you know? Hopefully it shows.
Who was it? Gene Stallings was the funds in the winning, and man, it sounds like y'all are racking up wins left and right.
Sure,
I mean,
right,
that's got to be a blast, you know, and everybody loves it. My brother actually was up there, 2 weeks ago, and I think ate at Purveyor and was just raving about it. Then I saw Sea Salt got it made a list of like the top 10 somewhere, maybe in the South. I mean, getting great accolades. Every business has a challenge, you know, and there's ups and downs, but it doesn't sound like y'all have had too many downs.
Well, them doing a great job at marketing, because every business does have ups and downs, but we just stay more positive probably than most. Mazzara's recently got Best Restaurant in Huntsville by Southern Living, so we were super proud and honored about that. Catacomb continues to kind of get Best Bar over and over, and and Best Bartenders. And I think that, you know, I kind of started the show with, we're just having fun, but we are, and I think it's showing, and people want to eat and dine and, you know, experience that when they go out as well. And I feel like it goes through.
Well, what's interesting to me is just the sheer variety and diversity of it, right? So it's not that you've taken one concept and have continued to stamp and repeat. I mean, you all are courageous. You have no problem whatsoever in getting in completely different concepts, and I think that's just brilliant.
Yeah, I always say I'm creating restaurants I want to go to, and now I'm too busy to go to them.
right.
And I said maybe one day I'll know what I'm doing because I'll do the same thing twice. But I think the fun is in the challenge, but it's also in the niches that we're seeing kind of in North Alabama, and being able to see them, find them, and hopefully successfully fill them, you know?
Well, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, you look at the niche. Hey, we don't have a piano bar around here. Let me back up and say it this way. At 40 years old, hysterically, I decided I was going to join a flag football team at our church. That was one of the worst mistakes I ever made. But my instincts had dulled to the point that I would be sitting there like as a middle linebacker kind of thing, and I would see a player and think, somebody needs to cover that guy. And I would realize, that's me. You need to cover that person. Well, it's a little bit like that, right? So, you know, I see, hey, it would be awesome if there was a piano bar around here. That's what we'll do. And so all of a sudden, and you know, the library's out there, I'm guessing. I mean, but how brave for y'all to just not only see that, not only decide that's what we're going to do, but by golly, implement it.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny. That's almost exactly how the piano bar kind of came about. We had this amazing event space next to Purveyor that I book all the time. It's a great flex space, but kind of after 10 p.m., there was kind of two things going on. One, you go to a gala, you go to a concert at the Orion or Black Jacket Symphony at the Von Braun, and there's no place to eat after 10 p.m., get a glass of wine. I kind of have this grown-up experience, and we were sitting there going, well, I have a room that I'm not utilizing after 10 p.m., and so, you know, in that becomes this, I have an idea. Not to mention the fact I love live music, and our live music scene in Huntsville is growing as well.
Oh, sure.
And so we have amazing talent. I think I maybe made one or two phone calls, put that together, and all of a sudden our phone was just ringing off the hook with these amazing local artists. And wow. And here we are. I can't get a seat in there on a Saturday yeah. night.
Well, is it like kids, or do you have a favorite, or how do you look at that?
I get asked that all the time, and of course I'm not allowed to say I have a favorite, but I have a favorite, and Mazzara's Italian is probably my favorite, only because I love Italian food.
Yeah.
The restaurant's named after my grandparents.
Oh,
the
awesome.
Recipes are family recipes, wow. So I kind of feel like I'm eating at home every night, you know?
Yeah.
Man, that
mine
actually...
Mine is purveyor.
Oh, there is Matt. Matt says his is purveyor.
Yeah, I bet that's a lot of fun. How do you land on names? I never thought about that before. When you have like this many, is that just something y'all pick, or does like a marketing firm give you input, or what do you think on that?
So I try to be really thoughtful in the names, and the concept kind of comes first, and then I think about location, where we are, what are we serving, and a huge piece is marketing, and I always think the fun story is Sea Salt, because I did sit down with my graphic designer, and I'm like, man, I'm all over the board on this one, and we did a little chart, where are you, what are you, that kind of a thing. And I thought, oh, I'm on the corner. I'm in downtown. I know I'm going to do seafood. And it didn't come to me till I was literally walking down the aisle in a supermarket looking for potato chips. And all I saw was sea salt. And I thought, oh, this is free marketing. I think this is a great name for a bar. And anyone who walks down this aisle to buy a bag of chips is going to want oysters tomorrow. So
that would get
one.
Me in trouble if I started that. I'd have them named like Pop-Tarts and Deviled Ham.
Right.
That's hilarious.
Folks, you're listening to Truett News Radio. We are on the air right now with Stephanie and Matt Mell, the owners of Church Street Family Restaurants and Hospitality. And if you haven't heard of them, probably you actually have. You just didn't know it. But get on up to the Huntsville corridor and find out about it. And I look at, it's one of the last brands, I guess, that we really haven't talked about, the Catacomb, which is sort of a speakeasy. So as we go into, you know, really Tony's concept of how do you come up with these, what's the story behind Catacomb?
So Catacomb is super fun, and a lot of people don't know this, but the logo for Catacomb was designed to look like a manhole cover. And that's because we're underground.
Interesting.
And it is kind of fun, and those are those little like Easter eggs we kind of have around in each of our businesses. But I knew I'd be underground. And I thought, so you do a little research, what are some cool names for underground? You got to walk through a storage unit, essentially. There's all these little storage units in there. So you got to come in a door, walk down a hall, find a staircase. And then when you're in Catacomb, there's actual coal chutes that date back to the 1800s.
Wow.
So you can kind of find these little nooks and crannies. And so that one just resonated really with me. And then I vet it. I try to see, can I make a pretty logo out of it? Which we did. Have you all been to Catacomb? Have you been into?
I want to go to all of these.
We're actually planning a trip up there. We're going to try to put a little luncheon together. So I'm going to call you and see if we can't.
100%.
Which one would be the best one to do that at? But I'm just fascinated by all this, and really with Huntsville in general too. Like, I mean, there's been such growth up there. I'm sure you're always kind of thinking about it, but is there going to be more, or do you just focus on, because you got a lot of them, you know,
for sure.
Do you focus on what you got, or what are your thoughts there?
So, you know, Providence Wine Shop was probably our first little venture out of downtown, and we thought, okay, let's try it. And now we're in Athens, Alabama, and with it has the challenges. You know, we have four restaurants and bars all on the same street. in downtown Huntsville.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
You know, so I can just walk up and down. Matt, you know, is always running around. And so they, as you go further out, it poses challenges. But like I said, challenges is the fun part. So don't count us out for more coming in the future.
No, I just think it's great. Guy we went to high school with, Max Grillier, they're real active in the development scene up there. And I know they're doing amazing stuff, but it's just people are moving in. You're talking about downtown. I mean, now, you know, hotels and the park and all this stuff, it just fits together so great now.
Yeah, Mid-City is amazing. The Orion Amphitheater has brought so much to our city from a food and beverage perspective as well. And you think, oh, Mid-City's not that close to downtown, but it really isn't that far as well. We do see that pop. So the more that comes downtown, the more that comes to Huntsville, really the better we all do. So we're here for it. We're super excited.
Oh, there's just so much synergy going on in that whole area. It's really, really exciting. Yeah. Every time we have someone on from there, it just makes you want to run up there and just be part of it.
Yeah, and I mean, not that we all know each other, but I mean, I'm proud of you. I think it's great to just see somebody start and get all this going. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been fun. And I'm glad, you know, when you come down, absolutely let us know. I would love to set you up with some tours and food and drink. And
I like all of that. Yeah, that's good. Well, hey, we got to run to get on to the rest of the show. But what's the best way for people to check your stuff out, I guess?
Definitely go to churchstreetfamily.com. That is our main website that will take you to every restaurant and bar's website. And also eventsnorthalabama.com is one of our websites for everything kind of going on in North Alabama through Church Street Family. Quickly, I do have an amazing event that I'm coordinating with the Huntsville City Football Club.
This is great. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Stadium Series, and kind of a play on the World Cup. We have the Wine Cup, the Beer Cup, and the Spirits Cup. The Wine Cup is April 6th. We've got two celebrity chefs from the Food Network. We have Josh Kautz Jazz Trio. We have just amazing fun.
The debut, three wines, first time ever tasted in the world from South Africa. We're so excited about
that. Man, I bet.
Grief.
Over 100 wines to taste, and it's a great coordination with Huntsville City Football Club to bring these tastings and cups to downtown. And the wine that we're bringing in from South Africa, it's a world debut. We'll be tasting them at that festival. And those tickets you can get at the Huntsville City Football Club or Wicks Family Field.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, hey, Stephanie and Matt, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And seriously, before very long, I'm going to be in touch about this other stuff.
Absolutely.
But appreciate you being up early and being part of what we're doing.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Yeah. Thanks, Pete. Bye.
Stephanie and Matt Mell, the owners of Church Street Family Restaurants and Hospitality. Check them out at churchstreetfamily.com.